today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about delay in marriage in the view of Islam.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart, today is another brand new start. I feel so positive, just wanna do my best and show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you.
My heart when I'm
loving, 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 loving you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 25th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of the month of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Nur, verse 26.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم.
Evil words are for evil men, and evil men are subjected to evil words. And good words are for good men, and good men are an object of good words. Those good people are declared innocent of what the slanderers say. For them is forgiveness and noble provision.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
And now the point behind this verse. This verse propounds a general principle, and it does not imply that if a man or a woman is good, his or her spouse necessarily is also good, forgiven, and is one of the people of the heaven. For the Holy Quran counts faith, piety, and good deed as the criterion. It is possible that the purpose of the verse is intellectual, doctrinal, ethical conformity, so as to say that man and wife must be matching and soft-hued with each other.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen.
Muhammad Rasulullah.
this part of today's special, we'll look at the delay in the effect of delay. We speak about delay in marriage in the view of Islam. Dear friend, it is hardly a factor like corruption and sexual deviation that cause so much damage to young ones. These corruptions and deviations blacken the lives of boys and girls and incur psych damage and loss upon the youth that leaves negative effects on them for the rest of their lives. Sexual deviation destroys and spoils the charm, freshness, faith, potential, talents, and existence of a man. Men, I mean in general, human being. Those who are concerned and have contact with society and the youth understand the depth of this tragedy, and they know the exact extent of irreversible harm and damage. This is incurred upon the structure of society, families, and youth by corruption, deviation, and contamination of boys and girls.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the defects or the unfavorable consequences of late marriage or getting married quite late in life. First of all, it must be indicated that we human beings have been created in the form of either man or woman. And according to the mysteries of creation, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it in such a way that men need women and women are in need of men. Not simply sexually, but psychologically, but from the point of growth or from the point of reaching a kind of stability of personality or stability of character. In the Holy Quran, there are certain Quranic verses that are related to the point of getting married. One of them is in this way: Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُم مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُم مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. From the signs of Allah subhanahu wa taala is that خَلَقَ لَكُم مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah subhanahu wa taala has created from you people who are suitable for getting married to. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you would receive calmness, I mean, through getting married. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. He has created between you friendship, devotion, and attention, and divine grace. This Quranic verse implies that there are three metaphysical or psychological aspects involved in getting married. One of them is that at least around 80% of the people's interest or people's attention to get married is because of fulfilling psychological needs. So we find that our psychological need is much more than our sexual need.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
One of the best and worthiest benefits of marriage is the safety of men from this dirt, corruption, and deviation. Let's look at benefits of marriage on time in Islam. Being obedience to Allah. Islam encourages marriage to every Muslim who is capable of doing so. It has become a sunnah in Islam, as the Prophet Muhammad said, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, said, O young people, whoever among you is able to marry should marry. Guarantee of righteous offspring is one of the important effects of marriage in its suitable time. Raising the children in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Almighty, will be greatly rewarded. The degree of faithful children who always send their prayer to their parents are similar with giving charity. As said by the Prophet of Islam, when a person dies, his deeds discontinue, except for three reasons: ongoing charity, knowledge which people benefit from, and a righteous offspring who prays for him.
I praise Allah for sending me you, my love. You found your home, it's here with me, and I'm here with you. Now let me let you know, you've opened my heart. I was always thinking that love was wrong, but everything was changed when you came along. Oh.
And now, when must we marry? When puberty is reached, marriage becomes a desirable act, and whenever it comes to the revolt and rebellion of emotions and the preludes of sin become obvious, then marriage becomes obligatory. When a person attains maturity and puberty, his time for marriage has arrived, and delaying it would not be advisable in any way. Just as its early execution is also not commendable, for it's like being an unripe fruit. When the interior call of a person, which arises from one's nature and instinct, comes, it is a time for marriage. Everyone can clearly hear this call from his interior, provided, of course, that this power has been scared or become ill by the effect of various factors, because it is quite evident that if this power has been scared or become diseased, then it cannot give a timely and proper call. Just like a patient who has lost his appetite and his health deteriorates from its normal course.
One of the important questions about the issue of marriage these days is that at what age should a person, a young man, a young woman, look to get married? When we examine our societies of the past several decades, we realize that the age of marriage keeps being postponed more and more. And this is how our society evolved, actually, the past several decades. You find more and more people thinking of marriage in their late 20s and their early 30s, sometimes in some societies even in their late 30s. What does the religion of Islam say about the age of marriage? There is one important point that I would like to share with you when it comes to the age of marriage. In our modern society, too often we forget that marriage is a shared sacrifice. Too often do we forget that marriage is a shared struggle between the husband and the wife. When we postpone the age of marriage, we are missing out on a shared history of sacrifice and struggles. And this will be detrimental to our marriages in the future. When you are young, there are many challenges. You have to go to school. You have to think of your finances, how to make a living. It is quite difficult. Yes, later on in life, financially, you tend to settle. You have a career, you've established a profession, and from this aspect, you are stable. But when you're young, you're studying, you're going to college, and on top of that, you have to worry about a career, about your finances. The struggle is great. The sacrifice is also great. A successful marriage is a marriage in which both the husband and the wife, both spouses, they sacrifice with each other.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about marriage. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till then, God bless all of you, and we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.